You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Mysteries are one of the most popular genres of fiction in the U.S. and all over the world. The protagonists range from Scotland Yard detectives to burglars to students, and the settings are often vital to the storyline and the characters. That's certainly the case with the Longmire mysteries. Craig Johnson is the author of the series of Longmire books featuring Wyoming Sheriff Walt Longmire. There's also a related series on Netflix called Longmire. Johnson will be at Poison Pen Bookstore in Scottsdale tonight at 7, and he's with me now. For people who are most familiar with Walt Longmire from the Netflix series, which I have to admit, I talked to a couple of people over the last few days, and they know of the books, but they've actually watched the TV series. So for those who don't know the series of books as well, what are the origins of the character from when you started writing them, and how has Walt changed, evolved?
Back when I first started writing the novels, that was back when the CSI stuff was really kind of a craze, you know, even as it still is today. But it was all these books, all these TV shows, all about the technology and everything, and the forensics, the ballistics, you know, the DNA evidence and all this stuff. And so I actually ran into a Division of Criminal Investigation investigator in Wyoming, where we have one crime lab in the whole state. And I asked him, I said, how long does it take you guys to get DNA evidence? And he says, is this a high-profile case? And I said, yeah, let's pretend like it's a high-profile case. And he said, about 9 months.
Wow.
And so I thought, okay, well, that's not particularly honest in what it is that they're doing. And so I started thinking about, well, what if you did a procedural that took place in the least populated county in the least populated state in America, you know, which is Wyoming, with only 500,000 inhabitants. And it seemed to me that, you know, maybe that would make me focus more on place and on character, and make for some more interesting writing, and that's how Walt came to be. And Walt was, I guess, I had 7 books under my belt when Warner Brothers got in touch with me about doing the television show, and it was interesting, like that, because you know one of the things they wanted to know was why was Walt as big as he was in the books, because in the books, Walt's about 6'5" and weighs about 255, 260 pounds. He's a big guy, and I explained, well, he played football for USC, like, and he was a Marine investigator, you know, and the job is just a lot easier, you know, when you're a rural sheriff if you're a big guy.
Well, you mentioned big guys, and this is, of course, an old series. It popped to mind was Gunsmoke with James Arness, who didn't really say much, but was just this enormous guy in Dodge City, and it felt like, yeah, it had to have this, not even, you know, intimidation with appearance, even if you were the calmest guy of all time. It gives people sort of a second thought. You know, is this guy dangerous because of his size, or is he going to be thinking through things? And I think that's part of what appeals to at least some people I've talked to about the Longmire character, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Walt kind of harkens back in many ways, you know, to, you know, a lot of those cowboy, you know, stylings of, like, you know, of a previous era. I mean, you know, there was a period in time when there was something like 87 Westerns on television, and, you know, and Lord knows how many, you know, novels were being knocked out on a monthly basis. And, you know, but we've kind of gone through a little bit of a, you know, an evolutionary process as far as protagonists in crime fiction are concerned. You know, I mean, we've kind of gone through the anti-hero kind of thing since the 1960s, and so, you know, it's kind of hyper-accelerated in the last couple of decades to the point where it's kind of getting difficult to tell the good guys from the bad guys. And I think that, you know, Walt is kind of a throwback, you know, to those Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, you know, kind of characters. Not that he's not complex, not that he doesn't have a lot of things he has to deal with in the contemporary American West, but, you know, nonetheless, you know, he kind of has a code. He kind of has, what my grandfather used to say, he covers the ground he stands on. Mm. And that makes him, you know, something almost avant-garde in, you know, the landscape of television these days.
The way you described Walt, you've written about these characters for a long time, so are they kind of alive for you?
Well, I mean, one of my favorite quotes, you know, on fiction is the one from Wallace Stegner, where he says, the greatest piece of fiction ever written is the disclaimer at the beginning of every book that claims that no one in this book is based off anybody alive or dead. you know, well, that's the greatest piece, that's the biggest crock ever written, like that. And, you know, to be honest, you know, I mean, I utilize, you know, an awful lot of real people, you know, in my books, people that I work with, people that I know, family members, friends, you know, all of these things. And it's a dangerous proposition, you know, when you live in a state that has only 500,000 people in it, because generally everybody knows who you're talking about. And the only place that it gets even worse is actually up on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, because there are only 5,000 enrolled members of the Northern Cheyenne tribe. And so, you know, whenever I put any of them in my books, everybody knows who I'm talking about. But, you know, I think that that gives a relative quality, you know, to the books and keeps them kind of grounded in a reality that, you know, is something that I'm trying to, you know, accomplish with the books. I don't ever want to write the books where Walt is, you know, on a cruise ship, or Walt is, you know, chasing Al-Qaeda in Crook County or something. I want Walt, you know, dealing with a lot of the things that, you know, actual Western sheriffs deal with. And the way that I also control that to a certain extent is just about every single one of the books, all 12 of them, I can go back and find a seminal newspaper article, you know, from, you know, some small town that I used as a catalyst, you know, for each one of the novels. And, you know, I think that helps. I think that helps a lot.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix talking with Craig Johnson. He's the author of the series of Longmire books, also a related series on Netflix called Longmire, and he'll be at Poison Pen in Scottsdale tonight at 7. Craig, you mentioned Native American representation in the books. How important is that, and how important is it that it is accurately portrayed?
Well, it's essential. I mean, you know, for no other reason than, you know, those are my neighbors. Those are my friends. You know, my ranch is in Ucross, Wyoming, population 25, up near the Montana border at the base of the Bighorn Mountains. And so, you know, just directly north of me, that's the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, the Crow Reservation. And so those are my friends, my family, my neighbors. And so it's very important that I make sure that I get that information right, because, you know, as much as I, you know, want to make sure I get that right, I'm not Northern Cheyenne. So there's a certain respect, you know, that I have to pay to the culture, you know, to the history, and to those people like that, to make sure that, you know, I'm playing honest, you know, with them. And I've been extraordinarily fortunate that, you know, I know a lot of people on the res who are very close friends of mine, who are, you know, the basis for just about every single character in the books. And they're absolutely essential to make sure that I get everything right. It's important. You know, I mean, I always feel like whenever I'm reading a piece of contemporary Western literature, if there aren't any Indians in it, I'm always thinking to myself, okay, something's kind of missing here, it seems like. And I do say Indian because my Northern Cheyenne friends make fun of me when I try and be politically correct and say Native American. They always look at me and go, where were you born? And I say, well, I was born in America. So you would be Native American too then, wouldn't you? So,
Craig, I want to talk to you a little bit about being a writer who has written a string of successful books. And I've talked to some writers, they're almost tormented, frankly. They say to me that they write because they're driven to and they have to. You sound like a guy who, in general, has fun and enjoys life. And I wonder, does that apply to writing as well?
Well, yeah, I'm not dreadfully tormented, no. Like, I'm having the time of my life. You know, you got to be kidding me. Like, years on the New York Times bestsellers list, you know, a television show that's trending on Netflix practically every night. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, I'm really kind of getting the chance to do what it is that I really wanted to do, you know, my whole life. And, you know, for me, it's an incredible opportunity, you know, to be able to write these books. And, you know, and a lot of it also has to do, you know, I think, you know, with Walt. You know, he's a really good character, and I enjoy his company. You know, one of the things I laugh at consistently is, you know, whenever I'm overseas, because the books have been translated into, you know, about 12 languages and everything. And so, you know, I'll be other places, and people will always say, boy, Walt sure seems smart for a Wyoming sheriff. And I'm not sure which part of that I'm going to take umbrage with first when they say it. Like, but, you know, he's good company. Like, he's funny. He's smart. He kind of exemplifies all of the things that I think, you know, the wonderful things that, you know, that I would hope, you know, that, you know, someone who is a Western sheriff, you know, would embody. You know, I've written 12 books. I'll have another one out next year. You always wonder, you know, if you're writing a series of books, if you're ever going to run out of ideas. And, you know, I've got so many file folders full of newspaper articles and magazine articles and stories people have told me and everything. I'm going to die before I get them all written down. And it's a pretty wonderful life. And the fact that, you know, I've also got a ranch, you know, up on the border there. And it's a very physical life, I think. You know, I'm outside, you know, working with the stock, doing irrigation, you know, and all of that kind of work. And so it's a pretty nice balance, you know, between the two. I've got the intellectual aspect of writing the books, and then I've got the physical aspect of being out there in nature, which is, you know, an essential part of the books, an essential part of my life.
Craig Johnson is the author of The Longmire Mysteries. His latest is called An Obvious Fact. He'll be at Poison Pen Bookstore in Scottsdale tonight at 7. And the latest series of Longmire on Netflix is available coming up this Friday. Craig, thanks very much for the conversation. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure. Anytime.